former Torero versus the former Sun Devil. 2-2 pitch, swung on and poked out to right field. Charging in is Humphreys, and he has time to get there. He'll make the catch for out number one here in the second inning. Michael Snyder coming up next, and we have a special guest with us here in the booth today, an old friend working on a new cause, our good buddy Mike McHugh, the CEO of Operation Glove, which is a charity that the 66ers are working with here in 2013. Mike, welcome back to the broadcast booth.
Hey, glad to be back, Sam. Long time no see, man.
Been what, a year?
A couple seasons, actually. I think we were here the first season that you guys were an Angels affiliate.
That's right. Michael Snyder at the plate. First pitch to him is taken for a ball, 1-0. And Mike, working on a new cause that really is a great one. We'll talk about it after the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on, chopped over to third. Smalling has it. He'll throw from the infield grass in time for out number two here in the second. Zach Bornstein next. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about Operation Glove, what you're doing, and who it's benefiting.
Well, what we're doing is throughout the season, the 66ers have been kind enough to open their doors and allow us to have a collection point here where we're going to be collecting baseball gloves, both new and used, baseballs, and obviously since those items won't ship themselves for free, cash gifts to aid in the shipping so we can get these things over to our deployed soldiers around the world.
First pitch to Bornstein. He swings, grounds it to short, and we're going to have to keep this conversation going in the third inning. Trevor Story up to the task. He'll toss out Bornstein, and that'll retire the side in order here in the bottom of the second. Zeros across. More with Mike McHugh and Operation Glove coming up in the third. A scoreless tie here from Sam Manuel Stadium. No score going into the third inning here at Sam Manuel Stadium. Sam Farber here with you on the 66ers Radio Network, joined by Mike McHugh representing Operation Glove, which is sponsored by Seabright Solar. Were it not for the fine folks over at Seabright Solar, this great charity would not be able to do the fine work it's doing. Mike, you were talking before we were so rudely interrupted by the end of
the
inning.
But about the last out.
I know, but alas, there's more innings. So
there are.
Mike Gallego up at the plate. First pitch to him from Jimenez. Swung on, chopped to short, and Stamets has it. His throw to first base is in time, and there's one gone here in the third. So Operation Glove, from what we have learned about it, it's a brand new charity. It didn't exist 3 months ago, but the idea is to donate baseball equipment and the funds to help get it from point A to point B, and point B being to the deployed soldiers fighting for USA.
Correct. Basically, the reason it started is, you know, we come across a staggering statistic that basically stated that the rate of deployed troops committing suicide is actually surpassed the rate of combat deaths, which we found grotesquely astounding.
It's an amazing statistic, and we were talking about it off air, especially considering America is still at war. So
correct.
That is very surprising and upsetting to hear. The 0-1 to Humphreys here, swung on. And it's 0-2, one gone, no score here in the top of the third. We're talking with Mike McHugh from Operation Glove. So you heard the statistics, and you got an idea.
It was a friend and I. We were sitting around trying to think, you know, how can we make a difference? Obviously, you know, it'd be impossible to stop all of it. We definitely wanted to bring light to the cause and draw attention to it. But you know, we were thinking, okay, what can you do that's not going to take up a lot of room? That's easy to ship, easy to, you know, to carry with him.
1-2 pitch put in play on the left side. Brian Hernandez at third fields the ground ball from Humphreys, and a quick throw to first is in time. Two gone here
in the
third. I
appreciate these 66ers pitchers mowing them down, but, man, they need to, you know, throw a couple away so I can be up here longer.
That's
anyway,
why we started in the second, so that way you got a good
seven innings
just
right.
In case it goes too fast. David Candelas up next. He popped out his first time up. So, and, you know, you talk about the equipment needed for some sports, and, you know, baseball, you obviously can't ship a diamond, but just a game of catch can mean so much, and one glove and one ball can benefit dozens of people.
Well, one glove's going to be kind of boring.
Maybe so two gloves. Two gloves and one ball.
The boxes we're going to send are going to have four gloves and two balls in them each, and if it's going to a Navy vessel, we're going to send a few extra balls because, obviously, if that rolls overboard, that ball's gone for a while.
Yes.
So, you know, we've thought of that. You know, each box is going to cost around $20 to ship. So anybody who does make a $20 gift or more will have a box shipped in their name. And there's, you know, a note that'll go in with thanks from them. You know, each glove will have a note in it. Each ball will have a note in it.
Pitch to Candelas is taken low. Count now 1 ball and 2 strikes here in the top of the third. No score. 2 gone. None on. And Aswarlin Jimenez making quick work here of Modesto. His 1-2 pitch swung on and popped foul out of play right side.
There was actually a young man last night that approached us having heard nothing about our cause, nothing going on whatsoever. And in the course of me telling his father about it, he all of a sudden handed the ball that was in his glove to me. And I asked him a little bit about the ball, and he told me that it was from his it was a game ball that he got from the first game of the season. It was the first game ball he'd ever gotten. And I said, you know, young man, you might want to hang on to this ball because that's a pretty special ball. You'll get others and you can bring us. He said, you know what? They need it more than I do. I'll get more. And I mean, it hit me. So,
and that's a special thing. The 2-2 swung on and missed. Strike three, down by way of the K goes David Candilis. We'll keep the conversation going in the bottom of the third inning. But real quick, as we go into break, the website that fans, while the break's going on, they can go ahead and search for it.
OperationGlove.org. And look for us on Facebook under Operation Glove.
Check it out and keep it tuned right here. We'll talk with Mike some more in the bottom of the third. No score here on the 66ers Radio Network. Bottom of the third inning, Inland Empire and Modesto have played a scoreless tie so far. And we're joined once again by Mike McHugh from Operation Glove, which is sponsored by Seabright Solar, and we'll want to give credit where credit is due. Tell us a little bit about Seabright Solar and how they got involved in this.
My real job, my paying job. You know, we've got a lot of great things coming up with certain county programs that are going to be opening up in San Bernardino County starting in the middle of this summer, where people can get solar on their homes and have the state basically pay for it and then pay it back through their property taxes, which is a great program.
Zach Wright up at the plate to lead off the third. First pitch to him, and he will take a strike. It's 0-1. Wright went 0-3 yesterday. Did draw a bases-loaded walk to get himself his first RBI of the season. The 0-1 pitch swung on and hit sharply to the left side. Diving stop by Smalling to his feet, and the third baseman gets right by his step. Nice play. Some good defense so far here tonight between the two teams. And there's one gone here in the third. Joel Capote is next. So Seabright Solar, the sponsor for Operation Glove, and you guys have gotten very creative in how you are raising money and awareness. Obviously, glove donations are going to go on all season long here at San Manuel Stadium. So if you have a spare, if you're like the young man you talked about earlier who is able to catch a foul ball like the one that was just hit there to the right side, it's 0-1 to Capote, you're welcome to donate them all throughout the season.
Absolutely.
But the money goes a long way. And you guys have figured out a different way to raise it.
Well, I mean, bottom line is a lot of people do fundraising methods, like they're going to run a half marathon or something and take pledges for that.
The 0-1 grounded weakly this time left side, and Smalling cuts it off. Another play for the third baseman. Two gone,
you know,
here in the third.
There's like the MS-150 where people ride bikes for pledges and all that stuff. And bottom line is, Sam, I do what I do, and I eat and I drink beer. And I'm not a very healthy individual that's going to go running marathons or ride bikes. So this Twinkie cause put up a pretty good idea in my head where, you know, it started me thinking if I took pledges per Twinkie, I might end up with $100 or $200 per Twinkie that got pledged.
Eric Stamets, the batter, as the lineup turns over. First pitch high for a ball, 1-0.
And currently, I'm actually getting emails as I'm sitting here in the booth, and currently we're at $1,343 per Twinkie that I eat today.
Wow. I mean, now that's pressure on you. So it is farewell to Twinkie night, for those who have not heard that already. Here at San Manuel Stadium, the Twinkie has gone the way of the dodo bird, and so the 66ers, hoarders that they are, have stored all that was left of the Twinkie population for the greater San Bernardino area.
And I thank them for that.
Pitch swung on, grounded over to second. Bobbled by Gallego, recovers, throw to first is in time. And there is the third out of the third inning. Man, they are going quick since you got on the mic.
My goodness.
Well, we know we have you at least till the sixth because that's when the contest starts. So we're going to keep you one
more
half
inning. I appreciate it.
We will talk about the Twinkie cause and fans. If you want to see what Mike did to train, go to the website, operationglove.org.
Operationglove.org. They can go under the events tab, which is going to have the Twinkie fundraiser, see my Twinkie training video, and then there's also a place where they can pledge per Twinkie for about another, what, at this rate, like another 10 minutes.
If Rocky had to eat, this is how he would train.
This
so check
it.
Out the video, operationglove.org. We'll be back in a minute. Scoreless tie here from San Manuel Stadium. Three innings in the books, and the 66ers and Modesto Nuts are scoreless. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two stranded by Modesto so far. No runs, one hit, no errors. And one man left on by the 66ers. Eswarlin Jimenez back on the bump. First pitch to Trevor Story is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jimenez ready to go. He has worked at a very steady clip tonight. He rocks and fires the 0-1. That's taken on the inside half for a strike, 0-2. Well, tonight is farewell to Twinkie night, and we're going to say farewell to quite a few in rapid succession as the Twinkie eating competition is coming up in just a couple innings. To benefit Operation Glove, which is brought to you by Seabright Solar, the 0-2 swing and a miss, strike three, and down on strikes goes Trevor Story, second of the night for Eswarlin Jimenez. We've got Mike McHugh, who heads Operation Glove. He is the general, if you will, of Operation Glove. And Mike, you are going to be representing the charity in an eat-off against Joe Hudson, the general manager for the 66ers, and Ryan English, a board member for Operation Glove. Correct. And assistant GM for the 66ers, has a foot in both camps. You have been training. How do you feel about the competition coming up?
Well, because I've been training, I'm not nearly as cocky as Joe Hudson is about the events that are going to take place. He seems to think he's going to down like 10. And, you know, I've been practicing, and I'm going to tell you right now, those things turn to cement in your mouth real quick, and they're very hard to swallow.
Harold Riggins up at the plate, the 1-0 to him, takes outside 2-0. Now, as someone who is a fan of all things sports and watches every year the Coney Island Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, and it takes about a year to forget how gross it actually is so you can watch it the next season. 2-0 pitch, swung on, hit in the air right field, and this is a fair ball, falls in behind Workman, and it'll go for extra bases. Harold Riggins gets a gift double as Workman overran the ball, and there's a man in scoring position here for the Nuts in the fourth. Tim Smalling will be next. So, as I was saying, the Nathan's Hot Dog competition is pretty gross. Is this going to be like that? Do we need to avert our eyes?
There's a very good possibility that some Twinkies may hit the reverse button.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's something to, for all you at home to appreciate the fact that this is radio and you don't have to watch it necessarily. But it is a great cause. It's all going towards Operation Glove. And it's, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have an old glove in their garage. They collect baseballs. They're able to make that donation. But getting it from point A to point B is one of the more important parts of the process.
That's huge. Not just the getting it from point A to point B, but, unfortunately, there's so much red tape involved with starting a charity and getting a charity off and running because of other people that have started fraudulent charities that, powers that be have made it very, very expensive to do good in the world. So, I mean, we have to get everything filed and certified, and that way we can get corporate sponsors involved, and they could help us out a lot. So a lot of the money is earmarked for those things, and a lot of the money is earmarked for shipping and buying equipment, so we can get some gloves and balls sent over there as quickly as possible.
Tim Smalling up at the plate with a runner at second. No score here in the fourth. Jimenez pitch swung on, hit down the first baseline, fair ball. That'll head into right field, and that's going to get Modesto on the board. Around third to score is Riggins on an RBI single for Tim Smalling, and Modesto strikes first here in the fourth inning. 1-0 Nuts.
Well, this isn't the team that I wanted to be putting up the crooked numbers while I was up here.
No, not at all. But, hey, we got some quick innings out of you, and hopefully we get some good donations out of this. There is still time. The eat-off will take place in two innings, and I know you've got some warm-ups to do because I saw the training video.
Yeah, I mean, running up and down the stairs to get to the Twinkie. It was kind of a funny thing. Ryan English and I, we had just kind of thought, like, hey, in order to generate more donations, why don't you, in all your fatness and glory, just run around the stadium like a fool and eat Twinkies. So that's what we did one morning.
Now, do you see yourself as the Kobayashi type, the former champion, or more Joey Jaws Chestnut, who is from my hometown of San Jose?
Currently, actually, Kobayashi is the Twinkie champion and the Twinkie
really?
Record holder. Kobayashi has, in 1 minute, 14 Twinkies. And
see, now that's telling. If he can only eat 14 Twinkies, that means that is an awfully hard thing to eat.
And that's exactly what I've been trying to tell people when they look at me and they look me up and down and they're like, you're kind of a big boy. I think you're going to eat a lot of Twinkies. I don't want to pledge too much. And I show him the video of Kobayashi eating his Twinkies where he literally puts them in whole, takes a sip of water, and gulps, and the whole thing is gone. I'm not capable of doing that.
That's surprising. If I had to guess how many Twinkies Kobayashi, the former eating champion, could put down in a minute, I would have said more than 14.
Well, his video of his world record achieving Twinkie eat-off, I guess, is right next to my Twinkie training video, so you can see the difference in styles.
Castile swings at the 0-2 pitch and comes up empty. Strike three, two down here in the fourth. Well, fans, if you do want to donate to Mike, you can go to operationglove.org. There is still time. You've been taking donations all throughout this conversation. What's the number at right now?
We are currently still holding at $1,343 per Twinkie.
That's impressive. So the pressure's on. The line, which was earlier set by the Hilton Corporation in Las Vegas, was at 4.25 Twinkies.
I was not aware that Las Vegas was involved.
You know, they're on all of these things.
I'll probably have to take the over, but probably not by much. I'll go like 4.5 Twinkies. Yeah, like get half of one down and probably have to tap out. But as long as I beat Ryan and Joe, especially Joe, we're good.
And are they taking donations as well?
To my knowledge, they're not.
Well, so at the very least, you're winning on the monetary donation side of this.
I'm killing them on the monetary side unless one of them, you know, finds a $2,000 donor real quick.
The 1-0 is low. Two balls and no strikes here to Jordan Robert. Singled his first time up. Well, we wish you the best of luck in two innings time when you get out there on the field and have the one-minute Twinkie eat-off.
I appreciate that, Sam.
And
really do.
Operation Glove is the site, and they'll be here all season long for the 2-0, a checkup at first.
Every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday home game, we'll be here for a donation point for the gloves and the baseballs as well as the money. Money can be donated at any point on our website. And you can also, you know, at any point go by Seabright Solar's offices or call Seabright Solar, especially if you want a solar appointment, at 909-335-0820.
2-0 pitch swung on and popped foul left side. This is going to get out of play. Count goes to 2-1 here against Rivera. And you're not doing a Twinkie eat-off every week, I hope.
I don't think I would.
Gone. I don't think we have that many to do it every week.
I'm just hoping I don't go into diabetic shock tonight. I mean,
You got a family to support moving forward.
And they're here. I'm not sure which side my wife is on because I am quite heavily insured. So,
2-1 pitch coming up here from Eswarlin Jimenez from the stretch. The lefty is going to look over at first. Well, we thank you again, Mike, for your dedication to this great cause and for sharing it with our fans here at Sam Manuel Stadium and on the 66ers Radio Network. The website, again, operationglove.org. Check it out. And we'll be reporting how many Twinkies Mike's able to consume and the winner of the contest right around the seventh inning.
Honestly, I don't even care if I win the contest. I just want to get a lot of money for this cause and get the ball rolling. Hopefully a lot of people find out about us. I mean, we were covered on a nationwide blog today. That was kind of cool. We were in the Press Enterprise yesterday. So, I mean, it's the noise is being generated in a very quick time. The support's been wonderful.
And we've done the math. Four Twinkies is $5,000 for the charity, so no pressure.
Absolutely.
Big guy. All right. Pitch here to Rivera, swung on and fouled back.
I hate to do this, Sam, but, you know, we are on the radio, and you did say earlier you were going to make a pledge. So.
I did holler at you. I will go ahead, and I'll put $5 per whole Twinkie. I'm going whole, okay? We're not going to go on the quarter system. Whole Twinkie you're able to eat, $5 a Twinkie. And I hope all of you out there match this, and hopefully my wife's not going to get too mad for me spending all the money on Twinkie eating.
You're still newlywed, Sam. She's not allowed to get mad until at least 6 or 7 months.
It's for charity, honey. It's okay. Three balls, two strikes. Jimenez with the pitch. And this one swung on, lifted to shallow right field. Now drifting into foul ground is Snyder. The first baseman twists and makes the catch. And that'll retire the side here in the fourth. And you're coming up to collect afterwards, right?
I'll be pounding on the door before the last Twinkies are actually even swallowed, I think.
At least I'll know who's there. Mike, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you,
and,
Sam.
And, again, $5 a Twinkie is the average donation. Let's see if we can push him over the $1,400 mark by the time he sets foot out there in about 30 minutes in the Twinkie
eating. Let's do it. That's another $52 per Twinkie.
Let's see if we can get there. More information available at operationglove.org. Sixers trailing the Nets 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the 66ers Radio Network.